to Spain with us on Wednesday, or Sunday. And now we have the Campos family, him and his wife Rosa. They are here tonight from Spain. And so we are certainly happy to have them with us. We've been to their country. We've been to their city. We've been to their church. We've been to their house. And we've enjoyed time with them. They were great hosts while we were there. And we just love them. And so I'm asking Brother Campos to come. And he's going to share a little bit about his video. And then we'll show the video. Then you just come right up and preach to us from the Word.
Thank you. Right, brother. It's a joy and a delight to be with you once again. Thank you very much for all your prayers and support. And we have been looking forward to visit you. We tried to do this 2 years ago, but we came 2 years ago, but after 10 days, we received a telephone call from our home that my mother-in-law was in the hospital, and we needed to return back to Spain in 2 days. After that, she passed away. So we planned to come last year, but everything was ready, but we went to the doctor, and Rosa was found out that she was with cancer, and we needed to cancel the trip for the treatment. So we stayed there for 1 year, and we were looking forward for this year, and finally we are here. Yeah. Sometimes you don't know what the Lord is going to take you, but He has promised that He will be with you whatever the circumstances in life. So we are delighted to be here. As the pastor said, my name is Moses. I was raised in a Christian home in Barcelona, Spain. And I went to a camp when I was a boy, 10 years old, and I got saved. And so I realized as a boy that I was lost, that there was a creator of heavens and earth that had sent his son to die for me, and I accepted the Lord as my savior. And I attended a church where I met my wife. She comes from the Roman Catholic background, and she got saved when she was 16 years old with his dad and her sister, and after that, her mom. We were together at the church, and we were in love. And we got engaged, and we decided to give our lives to the Lord. And there was the opportunity to come to the United States for Bible training. So after 1 month of getting married, we came to the States, and this was our first home. We went there 4 years to North Carolina. They say that's the reason of my accent, you know? But we were there 4 years. We returned back to Spain. We took a small church in the Pyrenees Mountains. We were there 24 years serving the Lord. And the church was already established. Since we are missionary and church planters, we decided, my wife and I, to move to a place, a large city of 23,000 people, that they did not have any kind of Christian ministry. There was not a church. So my wife and I, we took a step of faith and moved to this location. We didn't know anybody. We just got an apartment and began to meet people and try to speak with the people about the Lord. And some people were coming. We had a small place. We have seen the growth, how the Lord has blessed us with people, and we have now our own small building, and we are meeting around 70 people, and we are just delighted what the Lord is doing. And the video that we are going to show, it shows about the ministry. You will see how we are established in a new place and getting people and different ministries. And as we say, we like better faces than places. So all the pictures are just faces. So because we love people. So we would like to show the video, and after that I will share something about God's word. It's a joy to be a Christian. Yes. Certainly it's a joy to be a Christian, to have a purpose. When we were lost, came the Lord Jesus and saved us. Yeah. And certainly everything just began a new life, a new purpose in life. I would like to share with you just in 10 minutes, because my English does not allow me to go farther. So in Psalm chapter 62, this psalm was written by David. David was going through a very difficult time, and he wrote a psalm that tells us about his confidence in God. And I would like to read first Psalm 62 in verse 3, just to notice how, in a situation in which David was, he's saying, "How long will you imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be, as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Sila." That's the situation. Let me explain a little bit. 2 years ago, I began to take pottery class. I just always wanted to do pottery. So I began to do pottery class. And I went to my first class. And it was a wonderful experience. The teacher told me, "You need to get the clay and put it in the middle of the wheel. And with your hands very tight, you need to center the clay in the wheel so that it will not move around. Because if it moves around, you could not do anything. You could not stand any vessel, any cup, anything. The clay must be centered." And I thought, this is going to be my outline for next preaching Sunday. You need to be centered in God's will. The plate is the will of the Lord, and the center is His Son. You cannot do anything in life unless you will be centered. You need to be centered in God's will. Every one of us, we have a GPS. And we go around, and sometimes the GPS just gets a little confused, and there is a button that says center destination. And from time to time in our lives, we can go around and we lose our track. And we need to come back again to the center of God's will, where there is peace, joy, contentment, and happiness. Amen. If you have the Son, you have everything. If you in life are centered in Christ Jesus, everything is going to be okay. But Satan, he goes around in our lives to move us from the will of the Lord. He brings things in our lives so we can move and not be in the center of God's will. And David was saying, the situations that I am living are very confused. They imagine bad things against me. They lie. There is a hypocrisy. They are cursing because my faith in God. But the enemy's strategy wants that you react with anger, that you will lose patience, that you will doubt God's guidance and goodness, that you will step out of the alignment with God's will. And David was saying, I'm not going to do that. David was saying, the best place that I can be is in the will of God, but in the center of God's will. And so he's saying in verse 1 what he is going to do. He is going to do a wonderful thing. He says, truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. It is a wonderful moment in life when you realize that your faith must be only in God alone. When you are looking up to heaven and say, I'm going to trust only in my God. Amen. They want to move me from God's will, but I want to be, and I am praying, God, bring me to a place where I can only trust in the Lord. There are many circumstances in life that we go through. Many circumstances in life. But we have been taught that we must put our eyes in the Lord and say, truly, I'm going to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Maybe for us as Christians, no, maybe, that's truly. For Christians, it's one of the experiences that will give us all the blessings in life. The Lord is saying to Israel, trust in the Lord. Trust in him all the time. I think I explained that, but if you allow me, I will explain it again. My wife and I, we have two daughters. We went to Gettysburg. And there is a place called Little Round Top. And my daughters were 8 and 6 years old. And I took my daughter of 8 years old and I put it up upon the rock. And I told her, jump, thinking that she was not going to jump because the place was very high. And my daughter said, okay, daddy is saying that. So she just jumped. And I was really afraid because he was 8 years old. And so I just got her. A friend of us were with us and took a picture of that. And they developed the picture and sent us to us. And in the picture, you can see my daughter flying. And I am with the hands like that. And in the back of the picture, they say, this is faith. If God says jump, you can jump. He will hold you. The hands of the Almighty are beneath us. You can trust in the Lord if you are a young man. If the Lord tells you, trust in me, you can trust. And David knew that. He was saying, I'm going to trust in the Lord all the days of my life. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He is my Lord, he is my defender, and I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm just jumping. And we live in a world very difficult. We live in a world where they want us to take us from God's will. And we Christians must say, no, I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand when the Lord has told me in the center of God's will. We make it so complicated sometimes. When we will arrive to heaven, we will say, wow, it was so simple. It was just to trust the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul. What are we going to do in life? We are going to do the same that we have been doing for the long, all many years, to trust in the Lord. I was 10 years old when I trust my life as a boy to the Lord. I consecrate my life to the Lord when I was 19 years old. I'm already 60 years old now. Well, I will turn 60. By the way, I'm going to write a letter to myself and open it when I will be 70 years old, to remind me that I need to trust in the Lord like I am 60 now. David was in that pressure moment that he is saying in verse 2. Look at what he's saying in verse 2. He only is my rock. We live in a world where everything is just moving, just moving, just moving. And we are standing in the rock, which is a stability and security, protection and refuge, a strength and endurance, foundation of our life, the rock. I used to live in a town where there have very nice mountains. And I remember as a boy going to the mountain, and there was a trail that finalized in a big, big rock. Wonderful, beautiful rock. And I remember as a boy just looking to that rock and I say, wow, what a rock in the middle of the way. Well, 25 years later, I was not living in that town. We moved 25 years later, around that. I returned to the tray. And you know, I took to the tray. And when I arrived to the end, there was that rock. Never moves. Stays there. This is our God. Many things are going to change in life. But He does not change. Amen. He is the same. Always, and David knew that. He was saying, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defender. I shall not be greatly moved. But he was not content with that in the psalm. He was so secure that look at what he's saying in verse 5. He repeated the same. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defender. I shall not be moved. And in verse 8, once again, trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. It's a wonderful thing to be a Christian and just to trust in the Lord. When bad news comes into your life, trust in the Lord. Even when sin comes to your life, you can trust in the Lord that He will forgive you of your sins, because the blood of Christ can cleanse you from all your sins, and you can trust in the Lord for the cleansing of your soul. Even the sins that you committed in the past, they are covered by the blood of Christ. Amen. And you can trust in the Lord. You can look at the present and trust in the Lord. You can look in the future and trust in the Lord. You can be in a home and trust in the Lord. You can be in a church and trust in the Lord. And trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And not be moved from that position. God's will is moving around, and you must be centered in His Son. And you need to say, I'm going to stay here, because He said that separated from Him, I cannot do nothing. I can trust in the Lord. In Spain, many years ago, in the malls, they used to have a big like a big picture of all the stores. And they used to put a little red dot that it was called punto de encuentro. In English will be the, Rosa, help me. What? You are here. But in Spanish, it's more like a punto de encuentro, a point where we can get together. Okay. It was like you go to a mall and you get lost. You can go to the point of encuentro. You can go to that place. And sometimes on those big boards of the stores, they have a cross. Instead of a red point, they had a cross. And I thought it was a wonderful example. If we get lost in life, I will meet you at the cross. Amen. Even as a church, if we get lost for many things, you know, distractions and situations and problems, yeah, we will meet you on the will of the Lord. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased. Come, everybody of us, and meet you at the cross, where you can be centered in life, secure in life, and trust in the Lord like a little boy. Just like a little boy. He is our Father in heaven. And he is saying to our people, to his people, come to the cross. Come to my Son. He is the center of the history. From the very beginning to the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning of the end, everything is just back in the center of God's will, his beloved Son. As we go in life, in ministry, as we are just moving around, we must always remember that God loves us so much, and he's bringing every circumstances just to push you to be in that place where you can find peace, joy, contentment, happiness, because in him we have everything we need. He's our light, he's our bread, he's our shepherd, he's our strength, our shield and defender. He's our rock, he's our father, he's our friend, he's our shepherd. God the Almighty wants for us, if we get lost, I will meet you at the cross, at the center of God's will, and trust in the Lord with all your heart. Give all your heart to the Lord. Just give it to the Lord. Lord, I'm going to give you my heart so that you will bring me to that place where I can find the joy and the peace that only comes when we are delighted in him. And let the world move around. We are stable in a rock that does not move. May the Lord bless you as you go in life. Remember once again this simple sentence that goes through the Bible. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. May the Lord bless you and keep you strong. And if if something wants to move you, you need to say, no, my feet are upon the rock, and I will stand here where I can find Christ Jesus as my Savior. We love the Lord. Yes, we love the Lord. He loves us, but we love the Lord. And we don't want to be any other place than that will be his center in life. May the Lord bless you and keep you strong in these moving days that we are living. We are secure in him. May the Lord bless you. Thank you very much.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening as we contemplate these wonderful truths that our brother has shared with us from your word. We thank you when we think about you, and as he has so eloquently expressed these things about our security in Christ and being in the will of God. I just pray you'd bless us all as we take now the invitational hymn that, Father, we might come and give you our hearts. We might come and trust you with something. We might come and lean upon the everlasting arms. I just pray, Father, if there's anyone in this room who has never been born again, I pray they'd come and trust Christ as their Savior before it's eternally too late. Lord, this peace is available to all who will have Christ as their Savior. I pray you'd bless the invitation. We'll give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together, please, number 592, and as we sing this particular hymn, perhaps you'd like to come tonight, something that the preacher said just kind of spoke to your heart. Maybe you saw something in a new light or got a little more understanding about something, or maybe something you've always known, but somehow it just kind of plucked your heart tonight. Why don't you come and talk to the Lord about it? You need to get saved perhaps tonight. You don't know for sure you're going to heaven. You can come and ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior. And I'd like to help you with it. If you're not saved and you have questions about going to heaven, why don't you come and meet me right here in the front? We'll have somebody sit with you, and in 5 minutes, you can know for sure you're going to heaven when you die. Will you come? All right, let's sing number 592.